It's peak dry season in Mali. Here on the outskirts of Ségou, the country's second largest city, fine dust hugs the horizon like mist. The fields are brown, awaiting rains and the next planting season that is still months away. The only green is in the trees that dot the dry fields in this harsh, hot Sahelian landscape. Donkey carts are the main transport here. They're carrying farmers out of Ségou to their farms, where they'll harvest important crops that grow not on the ground, but on trees. In this field, Gajuma Koulibaly is lopping branches off a tall, majestic tree known locally as Balanzin. As he works, he tells me it's a very special tree in Mali, and nowhere more so than in the region around Ségou, which is known as the city of Balanzin. Koulibaly says a Balanzin tree is a big part of his farm. It enriches the soil in his cropland, giving good millet yields. And the leaves he's harvesting now are to feed his cows and sheep. He says he can't begin to explain the mysteries or the importance of this tree. But Bokori Kaya, a Malian researcher working in Ségou, knows all about the value of Balanzin, which is known to scientists as Phytherbia albida.
This tree is special because it sheds its leaves during the rainy season and it bears leaves during the dry season. The crop that we grow beneath the tree always yield better than the ones far away from the tree. The leaves can shed during the rainy season, they decompose very well, and they release nutrients. So it's really a fertilizer tree.
Is the tree still as important in the farming system as it used to be? I mean, for a lot of people it seems strange to see trees standing around in cropland.
Yes, the tree is still important, but it's facing some problems because of fuel wood shortages. People are cutting the big trees in their farms. Those trees are aging, so they no longer produce as they used to have maybe 50 or 60 trees per hectare. Now we have only few per hectare.
Researchers say it's hard to convince the government and all those involved in agricultural development in Mali that ancient farming traditions that involve trees are key to human welfare and even survival. But for local people, it's common knowledge that trees such as Balanzin are not only essential, they're so much a part of the local Bambara culture that there could be no life without them. Scholar and Bambara elder in Ségou, Hashim Sow.
Without Balanzin, there is no life. Because Balanzin is a symbol of woman. Without woman, there is no life. The Balanzin doesn't die. Balanzin is a symbol of life and our eternity.
For BBC Network Africa, this is Joan Baxter, sheltering from the sun under a Balanzin tree near Ségou, Mali.